Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on September 5 regarding Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Myrie, M-Y-R-I-E. Christy Myrie is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 8-2020. But on that occasion, she was struck from behind by a vehicle. Period. She believes as a result she injured her lower back, with pain radiating down her legs, and her right foot has been numb since her last injection. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She has not undergone any surgery in this matter. Period. She did accept injections to the left and right lumbar spine. Period. In paragraph, per the treatment records supplied, Ms. Myrie was seen on 8-20-20 by Dr. Bajarski. That will be inserted here as marked. Period. She returned on 8-28-20 when he noted she was using tramadol and left over muscle relaxers that she was prescribed by her PCP for chronic right leg pain stemming from a motor vehicle accident in 1994, resulting in a femur fracture. Period. She also had a low back injury in 2017 that was sustained at another company. Period. She had approximately 13 physical therapy sessions before her back pain resolved. Period. She had not been back to work since the subject event. Period. She did order a course of physical therapy for diagnoses of lumbar sprain and muscle spasm. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Bajarski 3-9-24-20. Period. She was working regular duty. Period. She reported her low back pain radiates into the left buttocks without relief and that her left toes are going numb. Period. She did undergo x-rays on 8-20-20 and an MRI on 9-29-20, both to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Myrie then came under the spine surgical care of Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, on 10-6-20. Period. He rendered diagnoses of low back pain with radiculopathy, comma, spondylosis, comma, and a sprain of the pelvis. Period. He recommended a lumbar facet injection. Period. On 12-9-20, he wrote such an injection was administered on 11-5-20. Period. He had about 5% relief for 1 to 2 days after the injection, but the pain then returned back to baseline. Period. She states her pain is now more on the right side and radiating down the posterior aspect of the right lower extremity up to the knee. Period. She also has numbness in the right toes. Period. She claimed that her pain level was 10/10 that day. Period. Upon exam, there was no indication of her being in severe distress, as one would expect with this level of pain. Period. She saw Dr. Patel frequently, period, on 3-15-21. He noted she had epidural steroid injection on 2-26-21. Period. Her right lower extremity pain was 100% gone, but she continued to have right-sided low back pain. Period. She states that after every injection, she had no relief in her low back pain at all, even for a short period of time. Period. She had also undergone epidural steroid injection on 1-7-21. Period. New paragraph. On 3-18-21, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Momi, M-O-M-I. Period. He diagnosed low back pain with radiculopathy and spondylosis. Period. He noted she had a history of a right femur fracture in 1994 that caused her to have permanent right lateral thigh numbness. Period. Otherwise, she denies any lumbar symptoms until the work-related motor vehicle accident on 8-14-20. Appeared on that occasion, she was a restrained driver, stopped in traffic when she was rear-ended by a car that drove off afterwards. Appeared she did not have loss of consciousness and her airbag did not deploy. Appeared she called the police, but they did not show up. Appeared she had approximately 12 sessions of therapy without relief. Appeared she then underwent the injections by Dr. Patel. Period. She complained to Dr. Momi of intolerable worsening bilateral low back pain radiating down her left posterior thigh with paresthesias down her left lateral leg. Appeared she also admits to numbness and tingling in both feet on the left greater than the right. Appeared she had a positive straight leg raising bilaterally and was in severe pain throughout the exam. Appeared he also reviewed her MRI. Period. He cleared her for modified activities and referred her for a lumbar CAT scan. Period. New paragraph. This study was done on 5-7-21 to be inserted here. Period. On 5-20-21, he wrote it. Demonstrated no evidence of fractures or subluxations. Appeared there was a rounded soft tissue focus in the left adnexa of unclear etiology, for which a pelvic ultrasound was recommended. Period. He then referred her to pain medicine for medial branch blocks. Appeared in a paragraph on 7-7-21. She did return to Dr. Patel. Period. He recommended radiofrequency ablation that she wanted to consider before proceeding. Period. And follow up on 7-23-21, Ms. Myrie was wary of the ablation and preferred treatment with oral pain medications. Period. She was agreeable to undergo radiofrequency ablation as it was explained to her that long-term narcotic use is not a cure for the type of pain she is having. Period. He then referred her for radiofrequency ablation at L3, L4, and L5 bilaterally. Period. She followed up with Dr. Patel on 9-17-21, having undergone this procedure on 9-2-21. Appears she stated her pain went from a 10/10 to a 7/10 constantly. Period. Seated straight leg raising was negative. Period. Going to follow up with Dr. Momi for further recommendations. Appeared in the paragraph, she did see Dr. Momi again on 10-14-21. Period. She had a new CAT scan on 12-14-21 to be inserted. Period. She followed up to review this study on 1-28-22. She had undergone another left sacroiliac joint injection on 1-13-22. Period. He noted her failure to respond to any of the treatments that had been administered. Period. She expressed how she was not interested in pursuing surgery at that time. Period. Since it was over a year, he felt it most appropriate to repeat injections, from which she had significant relief in the past. Period. On 12-2-21, Dr. Patel deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from an injection standpoint. Period. She saw Dr. Momi again on 2-24-22. relating the left SI joint injection on 1/13/22, provided no relief, period. He then had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 3/14/22, period. Insert those results here. On 3/2/22, Dr. Citta, C-I-T-T-A, performed an EMG to be inserted here. Paired Dr. Well, we reviewed the EMG and MRI results on 3/24/22. Period. He explained it demonstrated a hypoplastic left facet joint at L5-S1, period. He described the first MRI on 9/29/20 as demonstrating a hypoplastic left facet joint at L5-S1, period. It was difficult to observe the pars, P-A-R-S, and they were unable to rule out a pars fracture. With respect to the more recent MRI, he wrote it demonstrated broad-based disc herniations at L5-S1 greater than L4-5, where there was no evidence of stenosis or nerve impingement. Paired EMG from 3/2/22 demonstrated right L5-S1 lumbar radiculopathy that appears chronic in nature with active denervation, comma mild in severity. There was also evidence of left low lumbar dorsal nerve root irritation that was mild in severity. Period. He explained that although her EMG demonstrates these findings, there's nothing on imaging felt to correlate with this. Period. He concluded her pain appears to be out of proportion to her findings. Period. He explained they did not believe she would benefit from surgery. Period. He recommended she undergo an FCE as there is nothing further to be done from a surgical standpoint. Period. She was also referred to her PCP to have lab work done for Lyme disease in order to rule this out as a source of her diffuse and chronic pain. Period. I am not in receipt of the FCE results. Period. However, on 4/14/22, Dr. Momi did note it revealed consistent effort throughout 18.8% of the exam and had unreliable pain ratings of 0% consistency. Period. Was deemed she was able to perform 44% of her job demands. Period. Felt that her work restrictions should be set to less than 10 pounds of lifting, as she is carrying a medium-sized purse that is around 10 pounds without issue. Period. She also should not be diving for over 45 minutes at a time without interval breaks, as outlined by the FCE. Period. Deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from a surgical standpoint. Period. If not done already, insert the results of the CAT scan done on 12/14/21, where it should lie chronologically. Physical exam. General appearance. She was hyperreactive throughout the evaluation. She repeatedly sighed, and gasped, G-A-S-P-E-D, as if to melodramatically display severe pain. Period. She cried during the examination of the lumbar spine. Period. Her pulse and blood pressure did not correlate with the reported subjective levels of pain. Period. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. There was a long longitudinal scar on the right lateral thigh from her prior femur fracture and surgery. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in internal and external rotation with severe low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the left hip was to 15 degrees in internal and external rotation. Paired right knee flexion and elicited low back tenderness. Paired most of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired pinprick sensation was diminished in a right stocking glove distribution but was otherwise intact. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ampulated with a limp on the left without an assistive device. Paired she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired she changed position slowly and squatted to 30 degrees, complaining of a burning low back pain. Paired she did sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 50 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres with verbal complaints of tenderness. Paired there was superficial tenderness, palpation about the lumbosacral junction, as well as the right sacroiliac joint and sciatic notch, but not the left. With seated straight leg raising maneuvers, she had radicular complaints on the right at 90 degrees, but this was associated with a positive slump and extension response with severe complaints of tenderness. Period, she also had a positive slump maneuver on the left. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 15 degrees and left at 55 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, no remarkably positive trunk torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. On 8/14/20, Christy Myrie was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, based upon the mechanism of injury described, there would be minimal biomechanical transfer of force to her body. Period, nevertheless, she sought out treatment with Dr. Bajarski. Period, he had her undergo lumbar spine x-rays. Period, she remained symptomatic with conservative care and underwent a lumbar MRI on 9/29/20 to be inserted here. Period, in paragraph, she then came into the pain management care of Dr. Patel, who administered several injections and other procedures. Period, she was also seen surgically by Dr. Momi. Period, the petitioner underwent CAT scans of the lumbar spine on 5/7/21 and 12/14/21. And lastly, she had an MRI on 3/14/22. Paired EMG was done by Dr. Sitter on 3/2/22. Paired Dr. Momi explained her electrodiagnostic and radiographic findings did not correlate with her symptoms. Period. She participated in an FCE. Period. He found signs of her pain being out of proportion to the objective abnormalities. Paired, ultimately, he deemed she would not respond favorably to surgical intervention. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam found Ms. Myrie demonstrated signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Paired, these included her sighing and gasping continuously. Period. She complained of severe low back pain with right hip internal and external rotation. Period. She had diminished pinprick sensation in right stocking glove distribution that does not follow anatomic dermatomes. Period. There is variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raise and maneuvers did not correlate with one another. She had positive trunk torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification, as well as superficial tenderness indicative of this same phenomenon. Period. There were some healed surgical scars about the right hip and femur that were not described fully above. Period. She did have two longitudinal scars about the right lateral thigh and an oblique healed scar about the right lateral pelvis. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Her subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this matter. Period. And that is the end.